This is a HeadGum Podcast. Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Hello!
Oh, hello, dearie!
Just having an afternoon at the Cheshire.
You know, I'm just snacking on me crumpet crackers.
Wish you were snacking on me mangy, yeah?
Mangy?
Me mangy.
Is that a person?
Me twat.
Oh.
You're listening to Drag Her.
Yes, you're listening to Drag Her. I'm Nicole Byer. I dipped in today. I had some time to talk about Drag Race.
The Drag Race. Love the gales.
Love the girls.
I'm getting a little Australian, yeah.
Oh, very much Australian. Introduce who you are, Mono.
Oh, it's me, Moni Agipian, yeah. Prefer Moni.
Full-blown Australian.
I can't.
Also, you do not prefer Moni.
I don't prefer Moni, but it kind of sounds like Armani. That's kind of hot.
Yeah. Oh, here's my friend Armani.
Hello, my name is Armani.
Mono, what are you drinking?
I have some emergency on lock.
Are you sick?
No.
I have the sniffles.
I felt weird this week, but I'm telling you, I really shockingly knocked it out with a lot of weird stuff. I drank a lot of emergency, airborne, ginger, honey, lemon. I like
that shit works, and I'm not sure if it actually works or if it's just doing something to your brain going, it's working.
Yeah, I think there's a weird both, and it worked for me. I survived. And then I had to lose my mind drinking, and thankfully I didn't wake up dead.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Well, should we get into it?
We should. We should let everyone know we really appreciate them listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast.
Thank you.
We thank HeadGum. We're so glad you're back, Nicole. I missed you.
I've missed you. I've been
living
a little busy.
All over the city and the world.
Know, just doing shows in and out of town.
And we stay in touch, though, through stupid Instagram memes.
Yes, I do love sending you a very silly meme about a power bottom or something of that ilk.
That one you sent me about the boyfriend really made me laugh. What was it?
Oh, that one was, would you answer your phone during sex? And then someone retweeted and they're like, yeah, if it's my boyfriend, that's my baby. It made me laugh so hard.
It's such a great joke.
All right, well, let's get into Drag Race UK. What?
Before that, we have one tiny thing the listeners have asked we dig into. Just a quick talk about the announcement of Celeb Drag Race.
Yes.
We knew it was coming.
Yes.
But now it's officially talked about.
Devastated that I
didn't get to.
I didn't get to be a part of it. None of my dates lined up.
Oh, but you got asked.
I did.
Oh.
Which is like so kind. And also, I don't know if they ended up using women. It might all be men. But it was just like,
well, if they asked you,
a big old back and forth. But like, also, I might have been like the first lady they asked, and then it didn't work out for me. And then they might have been like, let's stick with men. This is all
they got scared. They
I'm
asked one woman and got scared.
I'm theorizing, but also, you know how like
postulating
in reality, sometimes things change.
Yeah, of course.
You're like, we're gonna do this. Actually, we're gonna do this.
Well, I hope they do more. It's kind of like it's the reincarnation of drag you.
It is, and I think it's the better way to do drag you as opposed to nondescript women that I've never cared about one day in my life.
Right.
To have someone that, oh, I've seen you on TV before and you know how to be on camera. Cool, yeah, let's do this. This will be fun. I do know some of the people who are on it, and it's really fun.
Oh, I'm so...
It's really fun.
When we stop rolling, I'm going to make you say it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about the queens they have there.
Yes.
I'm glad we get to see more of Bob and more of other queens that we thought I would never see on that show.
We get Monet. Ooh, we get Monique Hart.
Kimchi, right?
Kimchi, I believe.
Trixie. Someone else great.
Trinity the Took.
Of course.
And then Alyssa.
Oh, gold.
I'll watch Alyssa until I die.
Yeah, I want to see her.
I fucking love her.
I just saw an old video where she was directing Violet Chachki doing an impersonation of her.
Of course.
It was so funny.
I fucking love her. She's so funny. I think it's going to be really fun. I think it's going to be fun to watch people who don't do drag lip sync.
Oh, I know.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
I'm excited for it.
Is it going to be, is it going to bump? Is it going to be going on at the same time as a new?
I don't think so. I think it's just going to be no breaks for drag. It's going to be like the 90 Day Fiancé franchise where there's just a new season. Like right now, there's two of the franchises running concurrently.
Uh-huh.
One's ending. So then you'll have one. And then the next one starts. And then they're casting for a new spinoff of the franchise. It's crazy.
I love it.
This is, drag is going to spin off into the, I mean, I wonder if they're going to. What?
But you're saying they will have gaps, or like one will be on at a time, or they'll be running.
I don't think they'll run them concurrently. I think that's a little crazy.
That's a little cannibalistic, it feels like.
Yes. That's a, and it's also like, you don't want to burn it all.
Right.
You got to space it out a little
bit. Which makes sense, which means we're probably not getting season 12 until May or something.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get it till next year.
Yeah.
Oh, we're definitely not going to get it till next year.
Definitely not.
Did they say when Celebrity Drag Race was going to start?
They said 2020.
Oh, so maybe we'll finish Drag Race UK. Maybe
then?
I think what they're gonna do is they'll start Drag Race UK. They'll do. You remember?
You mean Celebrity?
Oh yeah. No, so, no. We'll finish UK.
Start Celebrity.
Celebrity.
Then
or
All-Stars?
Do All Stars with then. A little break. Do you remember they did that like last year or maybe it was 2 years ago?
No.
Or two seasons ago, they started it in like December.
Uh huh.
Oh, it was this last season.
And they took a break.
I think they started it in December, and then there was, like, 2 weeks where it was, like, off, because it was, like, Christmas is happening. Don't put new content up. And then it started again. I might be fucking this up.
I don't think that happened, but I don't want to come for you.
But also, I don't know how you could, like, Google that.
Right.
Also, how am I creating false memories?
It's very easy.
Why am I just lying to you?
It's very easy.
I feel like that happened. I might be going crazy.
I just, because I, okay, I don't care. Who gives a shit? But I think they were on because I remember like, oh my God, thank God I can watch, I can have some tether to my gayness while I'm at home with my stupid, boring family. God, they're boring. God, they have nothing to say. God, I wish they would die.
No!
JK, Miss Thing. They're pretty cute. But I think it was on because I remember tricking my nieces into watching drag. I was like, you like this, watch it.
I'm gonna Google this. I'm gonna Google.
Okay.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh boy.
You're gonna. We're all going on a journey.
We're
RuPaul's
going on a
drag.
Going
race.
On a fall break.
Mm-hmm.
Fall break.
Okay.
I'm waiting. While you do that, I'm gonna compliment your lip paint. They look stunning.
Thank you, guys. Go out and buy Kim Chic. It's the line by Kim Chi. I'm wearing this gloss. So I'm wearing my normal liner, which is Max Night Moth. It's a deep, deep maroony.
I love
berry.
It. Your lips look like pumped.
Thank you. Well, I overdrew them.
They look awesome.
Thank you. And then I use the Kim Chi High Gloss. I think it's High Bomb Gloss.
Oh.
But it's great. Her stuff is really phenomenal. I really like it. I'm very pleased with it.
It looks so good. But it doesn't look overdrawn, if that makes sense.
Thank you.
Like, it doesn't look like that silly clown line. It looks really rich and natural.
Well, I'm not doing what the queens do. They, like, they really, really overdraw. Okay, I guess it doesn't tell you on Wikipedia when it premieres.
God damn you, Wikipedia.
Okay, let's see. Because it was an All-Stars.
Nicole.
Yes.
I don't think you're gonna.
I believe.
How much time should we spend on this? Let's be. How much time should we spend on this?
We're gonna spend all
about
of the 42 time.
More minutes. Okay.
Okay. So it was. I said it was this. It was the.
You said All Stars 4 took a break because All Stars 4 was the one going over the holiday season.
Right? Okay, so All-Stars 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, started in December and ran all the way through February.
Uh-huh.
There weren't that much, that many, 10 competitors. It doesn't have, episodes.
Probably 10 episodes because a bunch of queens stayed and came back and stayed and came back. Remember, they went from like 6 queens to 7 queens one
You're
week.
You're right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you satisfied yet?
Yeah. I fucked up.
It's okay.
Like,
it's not a big deal. It was sad because it was like I was watching you go into a basement that I knew had nothing in it.
I know.
But I didn't feel right saying, no, girl.
No, it's fine. I'm fucking wrong.
You were like, there's treasures in this cave. And I was like, no, there isn't. get out of the cave.
I don't know. I'm tired. Listen.
You're like Gazim from Aladdin going into the Cave of Wonders.
Who's Gazim?
He's that silly Arabic man who gets stuck in the Cave of Wonders because Jafar tricks him.
Oh.
And he's like, just give me the lamp. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, okay. And then he just tricks him and then he dies.
Oh.
Fucked up. Never forget Gazim. Gazim, we will always remember you, living in eternal memory. So last week, Vinegar went home. How'd you feel about that?
I was kind of bummed about it. Not kind of bummed, fully bummed that the only black queen went home.
Me too.
But I will say, she was a little slop sloppy.
She was wild.
But I liked her so much. Like, I really liked her. But like, that's her drag aesthetic. It's a little messy.
It was bad.
I don't know if it was bad. Messy, I think, is the term I would use.
Okay.
Because I think she's a quality performer.
No, she's great, but just that last look
was messy.
Looked like the Babadook.
And then I was confused about the wig. I was like, you didn't braid your hair down or tie it down? Like, what is this hump that's happening? It was just a wild look.
It was wild. I think she got in her own way. Because I would love, and I think she would have done so well in Snatch Game.
Yeah, I think she would have fucking murdered. I wonder who she would have done.
I know. We will never, ever know.
We'll never know.
Because as you know, like, you know, she could have done someone who she favored, or she could have done someone she didn't favor, and it would have been great either way.
But that being said, bummed to see her gone.
Me too.
But this is one of the best Snatch Games ever.
This is one of the best Snatch
Games. Like, top to bottom.
Numbers-wise, consistency-wise, there's never been a Snatch Game where everyone except one person actually did great.
Yeah, it was kind of bonkers.
It was cuckoo. Like, I think the right two queens were in the bottom.
I agree.
Yeah, but even then I was like, oh, you know, there's a joke, there's two jokes, there's some laughs in there.
There wasn't a lot of...
Right, there was no Snooki wants smoosh smoosh.
Kenya Michaels falling out of her seat.
Farting as Beyonce. There was no
romper room.
And that is not what I came here for. There was none of that. There was no Gia Gunn as Kim Kardashian saying she's getting morning sickness after having the baby.
I mean, there have been some iconic bombs in the American Drag Race.
Rock and roll, baby. Wait, who am I?
That was
Rock and roll, baby.
Pink, and that is Morgan McMichaels.
Yes.
Sonique did Lady Gaga.
She did.
That
trust.
Was abysmal.
Yeah.
I've never heard Lady Gaga say trust.
No, she hasn't.
Who else really fucking bombed?
Who else? Wait, this is
we
fun.
We can do Trixie's RuPaul.
Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
As Sofia Vergara. Who didn't even do her accent. She just did her own accent.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That was wild.
Yeah, and Trixie.
Chi Chi Devane doing Maya Angelou. And she spelt it wrong.
Oh, shit.
I said to Chi Chi, because I was the guest judge
for that episode.
I said, Chi Chi, when someone tells you you spelt your own name wrong... No, you spelt your name right, or you're dumb Maya Angelou.
Right. I remember you said that, and
that's your game
genius.
Now. I was like, because technically, you are you, so you're not wrong.
Right.
That's how Maya Angelou now spells her name.
Mm-hmm.
I changed it.
Like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
That
is it.
But
other bad
oof,
ones.
Iconic bad ones.
These are great.
Guess Roxy Andrews doing Alaska. Hi.
Oh wait, all
she
stars
did she
too.
Do high? She did do the
she
high.
She did do the high.
But she didn't do anything else that Alaska does.
You know, she kind of got some facts incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Max's Sharon Needles.
Ooh, that was tough too. Fifi O'Hara's Lady Gaga. This is fun.
This is bad. I've got all my monsters to defend me.
Yeah. She was playing the big piano.
Oh my god. And Laganja Estrange's as that fashion person. What's her name?
Ooh.
That had a reality show. Oh god. She had like a reality show on E and she talked like this.
Oh, I do not remember.
Oh, the listeners are going to rake us over the coals for this.
Over missing one Queen Snatch game.
Yep.
Probably.
Well, this one was really strong.
This one was so great.
We had such a blast. I want to say one more.
What?
We brought this up last week. You missed it, but we brought up Alyssa Edwards shitting the bed as Katy Perry. And how Rue says,
You kissed a girl. Did you like it? And she was like,
Rue, never.
And it's like, the name of the song is I Kissed a Girl, I Liked
It. Oh, okay. Well, I am sad Vinegar left. Who knows? Maybe, do you think we'll get a return queen challenge this year or no way?
I hope so.
I think it would be fun.
I think
it would
be a lot of fun. I really like these queens.
Yeah, me too. They're great.
I mean, it's a real treat. And I like
so good.
They get to go fucking filthy.
I know. Yes.
I like it. I'm here for it. You know me. I'm a dirty bird.
Such a blast. So they're back in the workroom.
Mm-hmm.
And before we get Her Majesty already done had hers is.
And it makes me laugh every time I hear it.
Me too.
It's so funny.
They're talking to something and they're like, something, you got to take critiques.
Yes. Yes.
You got to take, and she is like, I want critiques.
Uh-huh.
This was a tough thing because it was that thing where it was like, I like that she's open to critiques, but she also was just a nervous wreck this whole episode.
Yes.
And you need to just be a little more taking charge and having fun.
Just a little bit more ownership.
Yes. Own it. Own your star power.
Yes.
Yeah. She was in her head and freaking out the whole time.
Yes.
She looked like she was tweaking.
You think?
No, I'm just saying she looked like it. She looked like someone who had been secretly given a tab and was just like trying to not look high.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they went blue to show more. Blue hydrangea. Oh my God. Nicole just sneezed the cutest sneeze.
I think I might be coming down with something.
No.
It's 90 degrees. I'm in a sweater and I'm freezing.
Denial. I'm all about denial when it comes to colds.
Oh, okay. I'm not getting sick then.
There you go.
Great.
You tell your brain you're not getting sick.
I'm not getting sick.
But I will
I'm
say
fine.
Your sneezes, like every time you sneeze, an angel gets her clit.
Yes. Because we all know angels don't get a clit.
Until
someone has a cute little sneeze,
uh-huh.
And then it grows, and they go whoop,
and then they're welcomed into the proper
heaven
proper,
because they're in purgatory before they get their clit.
Uh-huh.
I just bought a clit sucking vibrator, and it is wild. I bought it because the reviews are nuts, and it has delivered.
Tell me, how does it suck with vacuum action?
I don't know. It truly
is it a wet suck or a dry suck?
I guess you could spit in it and get it all wet. But I guess if you're juicy down there, it's wet.
Uh-huh.
But it's a sucker with a G-spot attached to it. It is wild.
Wow.
And the company is Linda's Dog.
Wow.
It came in a box that said
Linda's dog. Did you buy a dog toy and smash it in your cooch?
You caught me.
You got me.
You got me.
It's supposed to be one of those bowls that like refills the water for the dog.
Uh-huh. But I've
smashing
just
it.
Slammed it on my pussy. And then I've got a bunch of greeny treats in my butt.
And
that's
don't get
a very
me started.
Deep dive. If you don't have a dog, you won't know what
You've
a greeny treat is.
You've got to know what a greeny treat is.
I don't know. Some people don't know what greeny treats
Maybe
are.
Maybe you've given yourself some asphyxiation with a doggy poo bag.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay, well that's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm sad. I don't think that would work for a boy so much, huh?
No.
Damn it.
Sorry, it's for girls only.
Sorry, girls rule, dogs drool.
Okay, we're fully off track.
So, they Rue comes in the room, she's like, it's Snatch Game. There was no mini challenge, right? No.
No.
I don't think so. Am I high?
No, ow, you're not high.
No.
No,
there wasn't. It was like Snatch Game, go be good.
Yes, because then we had a lot of workroom fodder about gay marriage.
Yes.
And how in Northern Ireland, which now I understand is a part of the UK, thank you everyone on Twitter.
Thank you.
For really just like laying it in and
like, I would
tweeting
say
constantly.
Laying into us.
Really just letting
like, I
me
would say
know.
Treating us like shit a little bit.
Yeah, for being an ignorant American. I know I'm ignorant.
We're dumb.
You know.
Okay,
but now
cool.
I know that gay marriage is fully illegal there. Also, I believe their abortion laws are what?
They just 2 days ago passed.
No way.
2 days ago.
No way.
They just passed marriage equality and abortion rights.
They must have heard RuPaul's Drag Race was filming and they said they're going to talk shit about us.
Right?
We better pass this before that episode airs.
Right? Really fuck up the editors being like, well, shit.
Go back and edit it.
It just passed like days
ago.
This
is really great.
It's fantastic news.
Congratulations, Northern Ireland.
Congrats. Ta-ta.
The sinners can sin.
Yes.
They can marry who they want and kill who they want. Guys, I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Killing Although, is bad. Oh, boy. Here come the letters.
I am for abortion. I'm for choice. That's
what
we're
I'm for. From the Anti-Killers Association of Northern Ireland, and we must be recognized.
Now, is Northern Ireland part of the UK?
How dare you ask such a stupid question? Of course it is. And isn't. You are dumb. Okay.
I'm very dumb.
I'm very dumb and I'm very proud. I'm so stupid. I'm so fucking dumb. I see a green light and I punch myself in the face.
You're not dumb. But then we learned that a lot of the queens are married. Sun Ting Wong has a boo.
Yeah. Davina's been married for 7 years.
The Vivian?
Yes.
Yes. And then Blue Hydrangea?
Maybe. Oh, yeah. And she's like, we're not going to get married until
everyone is equal.
Yeah.
Well, the time has come.
Hey, hey.
For you to get married or move out.
Good vows. And don't fuck
and don't
it up.
Don't fuck it up.
Yes. So before that, there's a lot of drama in the room, even before Snatch Game, of like, who are you going to pick?
Yes,
who are you
going to pick? Yes.
Two of them brought Margaret Thatcher.
Yes, because we love the drama.
Love the
of
drama.
People trying to do the same one. And we, in All-Stars, get that iconic moment between Trinity and Gia, where Gia goes, what is it?
Oh, What you want to do
is not necessarily what you're gonna do, which is honestly perfect. And then I learned later they like worked it out and knew that it wasn't like a real moment.
I hated
and that bummed me the fuck out.
La 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 la.
Yeah, I'd like to believe all of reality is reality.
Me
but
too.
Then, So then Baga was given the right to do Theresa May.
Yes. Miss Margaret Thatcher.
Oh shit. Who's Theresa May then?
I think that's a different person.
Oh fuck.
Oh no.
Oh god.
Here they come.
Who's Theresa May?
They were also
May?
Calling her Maggie May.
Which
I think is a little nickname for the Margaret Thatcher, old school prime minister of the UK.
Well, guys.
Of the London, England.
This is very hard for me.
Of the country.
Who is Theresa May?
Is she current? No.
Is she a current person?
I've heard that name.
Me too.
Good God, the listeners are going to stab us in the face for this.
Because I don't know who.
Theresa May is the current prime minister.
And Margaret Thatcher is the former prime minister?
Yes.
Marissa, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I don't feel insane.
You're not insane. Okay. We were talking
cool.
about...
So I'm on the same page of who this person was. Okay. So one is current, one is... Okay, so she's doing...
Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher.
Yes, known for being a bit conservative.
Yes.
Apparently her policies favored the rich...
Ah, yes, yes, yes. And I got that from some of the jokes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
And whatever I can remember from Iron Lady, the movie where Meryl Streep transformed once again.
Did not see it, but gotta say, she disappears in her role.
She really does.
So, it was between Baga and Davina, right?
Yes. And then she's like, okay, you do Margaret
You
Thatcher.
Just do it. You can even have my blazer.
Mm-hmm.
You can have other stuff because you look like shit.
Cool, but like you can
give
her the blazer?
It's a competition. I wouldn't.
I don't think I would. Do you think she should have done Margaret Thatcher too? Or
hell yeah.
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 Absolutely. If I prepared Margaret Thatcher and I wanted to do Margaret Thatcher... May the best woman win.
And I mean, I'm thinking about Kimono Gate now. It's like a lot. Look, if both of you do it and you both do, they're both like good kimonos. Like you might be more safe than if you take a big new surprising chance.
Wait, were there three kimonos in Kimono
Four.
Gate? Four. Damn.
Four. Derek Barry, Naomi Smalls, Kim Chi,
and
Thorgy. My God.
How wild.
Too stupid. And, okay, so, and then the only other thing I can think about, well, there's a little bit more, but so she chooses to do Julia Child.
Yes.
Which we know is bad luck in Snatch Game, because that's also one that Milk does poorly on. In season 6, Milk did Julia Child.
That's so wild. I don't even remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But Julia Child, to me, is, I think, easy.
Yeah, well, so, talk to me. Why can't people get it right? Would you do it, okay, do it as her or do a surprising character game with her?
I mean, I know she's very tall. I would sit on a bunch of books or try to make myself bigger than everybody else. She's got that wild voice.
Ooh.
Yes, and honestly, I think you could get a lot of legwork or get far with that giggle. Like, just maybe you giggle like that. I don't know. I think
have more fun with the voice.
Yeah, have fun with the voice. Like, make her voice go crazy.
Yeah.
You
maybe
know?
There's fun specifics in, like, all the glasses I've shattered with my weird voice.
Yes, yeah.
Or maybe it could be fun if you, I mean, you don't want to be so prop heavy, but it could be funny to show her hulkingly, like,
yeah.
Fucking shit
I'm
up.
I'm very big. Sorry. I don't, like.
I almost wondered if she was one that needed a surprising sub game. Like, I wonder if you do Julia Child, but you actually, like, you be a chav. Or, like, you know what
oh,
I mean? You,
yeah,
you take
yeah.
her and you just, like, talk about a bunch of ratchet shit and being like, oh,
yeah
that's
one way to do it.
Yeah.
Or another way to do it is to be Meryl Streep as Julia Child and Julia.
I like that.
Where you flop in and out of Meryl and Julia Child.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, that's, you get two for the price of one.
That's possible. I like that.
Without like a wig change and everything. And
yeah.
It's just surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you can make Julia Child fun.
Mm-hmm.
She's such a fun character.
Maybe more, there didn't seem to be a lot of cooking jokes. Like,
no, more cooking jokes. Also, she had a television show where she taught.
Yes.
So maybe teach Rue how to ask a question better, which
yeah.
is ballsy.
But it is
like,
ballsy.
Ooh, the way you ask the question, maybe... You want to do it like this. and Rue likes stuff.
Welcome, bonjour. And she did miss that joy of cooking joke. That was
yes.
so easy. The joy of fucking.
Yes.
I mean cooking.
Yes.
Yeah.
The yeah. joy of having an eggplant shoved up your bum.
There's a lot of ways to go with it. And I think you can also, I mean, whatever. You can also bring up nasty old cuisine. Remember
yeah.
how nasty, like, aspics are?
What's aspic?
It's like when you put, like, meat and salty food in Jello.
Oh, yeah. That's wild. That's
like
a 50s like, thing, right?
It's a 50s thing, and it's, like, in her book. It's,
ugh.
Like, nasty, nasty stuff.
Yeah.
You could have some more fun with that.
Yeah, I don't know. People are... not swinging as hard as they should have.
Mm-mm.
But, like, some people did.
Remember that thing? One more thing I forgot to bring up in the workroom. There was that funny little moment where they were, like, where something is going back and forth, like, should I do David Attenborough
mm-hmm.
or Nigella Lawson? What should I do?
Mm-hmm.
And Blue's kind of shadily trying to push her towards David Attenborough
mm-hmm.
because she's worried about the cooking puns.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting to me that they were showing Blue being a little shady, but
yeah,
no, I don't think she was like evil, or I actually don't think she did anything
super
wrong.
Evil,
no.
I think when it comes to Snatch Game, you come with one idea,
uh-huh.
unless you're a performer, and then
yeah.
you can you know think about stuff.
Yeah,
but like just trying to create a character or one impression is very hard.
Yes.
And then to say, oh, I can do this one or I can do this. Well, that means you didn't work enough on one.
Yeah.
If you are not a person who does impressions and characters.
Can you believe how good Vivian's all three were, though?
They were. Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
She does that. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, she's studied these people. She does impressions. She does character work.
No clue who Celia Black is.
No, but funny.
It made exactly, and like Rue says that too. It's like whether we know the person or not,
yeah,
it has to be
make
funny.
Make it funny.
Yeah.
What a good Trump, though.
Oh, better than Alec Baldwin.
Better than Alec Baldwin, rivals Anthony Atamanik.
I like that. Yes.
very, very fucking funny.
So funny. So, like, and, like, the voice wasn't, like, good for someone British. It was, like, on.
Yeah, it was, like, on point. Yeah.
Yeah.
The jokes were very funny.
Very good.
They saying were... that Michelle had a little bit of, or that her pussy smelled like Mexican food. Or Mexican food, so she had to build a wall around it. It was really funny.
How funny, too, that he didn't allude to anything. He was like, oh, I love pussies. I grab a bunch of pussies.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the best things about an impression. You can look like them, you can sound like them, but then also you can just pull things they have said and twist it. So, like, he said it, not in the way that the Vivian said it, but, like, she just twisted those words a little bit to suit what the joke was.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anything original.
Uh-huh.
It was just so well done.
Yeah, it was exactly. It was wasn't groundbreaking. It was just
like don't think harder, think smarter.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
That's such an important mantra in all of our lives. Like just don't work harder, work smarter.
Yeah. Like truly, it was so good. And also simple.
Yeah, it was so simple.
Simple. Like
but the jabs
if you think
were
about
great.
It was she looked like him.
Mm-hmm.
She sounded like him.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying versions of things that he said. The character game was just like, I'm a rapey, scary person.
Yeah.
Who is trying to ruin America. That was a great joke, too.
Mm-hmm.
Where
he loved Margaret's work with ruining the country.
Yes. So funny.
Yes. So funny.
And then interacting with people in a way that, it was great.
He was able to use this misogynism game.
Yes.
Very actively. Uh-huh. It was so fun.
It was great.
God, it was so good.
A real treat to watch.
Michelle said, maybe the best Snatch Game character ever. What do you think? I think that's a bit much. I think it's good. I think it's up there.
Really great. I think it's up there.
I'll put it in the top seven.
I loved Eureka's Honey Boo Boo.
Me too.
Bianca's up there with Judge Judy. I think... Pandora's Carol Channing is so fun.
Yes, and sometimes underrated.
Yes, but then Bob's Carol Channing is really fun.
So good.
There's a lot of queens who have just... Ben de la Creme
doing both times.
Paul Lynde. That's, for me, the best performance.
That was a weird thing where like she had won so many times in a row that I remember watching this and being like, this is weird. Like... she destroyed it, and you saw it firsthand, but I was like, you're doing so well that I feel weird. Like, I feel weird watching this.
Oh, man.
She was hilarious.
Honestly, because I got to see it uninterrupted,
it
was incredible. It was so fucking good.
Yeah.
So good.
Sharon Needles, Michelle Visage.
Oh, that's
very
so
funny.
Fun.
Very funny.
I'm trying to think.
Ginger Minge did a great one. She did a great Adele.
Oh, that was a good Adele. That
Kennedy
was very funny.
Kennedy had a great... Who? What's his name?
Oh, Lionel Richie.
No.
Wait.
Not Lionel.
Little Richard.
Little Richard.
Yes. Who? Honestly, that's up there, too.
I would say that
Little Richard and Paul Lynde are maybe my two favorites, which is ironic because
they're men. Boys. Yeah. And I think that they did bring up a good point when it's like, whatever your character is usually... Huh. Like, aggressive or assertive characters do better in the Snatch Game.
Oh, absolutely. It's easier to play a broader, bolder person than it is to do subtle comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an improv. When you first start out, the loudest person usually gets all the laughs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the quieter person kind of gets steamrolled. But if you get a bunch of quiet people together, they all be very funny.
Yeah. And, like, you can still take those moments, because that's that weird thing, too. Like, in improv or whatever, like... sometimes the most selfless thing you can do is take focus.
Yes.
You make everything better when you take focus.
You know who did a very subtle, amazing, grounded performance?
Who?
Little Edie.
Jinxie? Yeah,
Jinx
that was amazing.
Because that's a perfect example of someone who was quiet. It was a quiet, beautiful thing where... in lulls would interject what she needed to say.
Uh-huh.
So she wasn't fighting for the attention.
Yeah.
She was just waiting for her turn. That's up there too.
That's super
up
there.
And then, Ben de la Creme doing, What's her name from Downton Abbey?
She did Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith. That one was amazing. Great, too.
Aquaria's Melania.
Was also good.
I can't believe how good that was.
There's so many good snatch. They should do a compile. Is that a word I can use?
Compilation?
Like that? Oh, no. Yes, a compilation.
Compilation. Well, we're going to talk more Snatch Game right after this break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo ca-choo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy. Because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Plus, peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Dragher under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Dragher under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
All right. So I actually have to look up a couple of these because some of them are more like, I don't know, they're like, okay, so basically I'll start. Stacey Dooley, Lorraine Kelly is a TV presenter, she's been around for ages, so is Stacey Dooley. Stacey Dooley's like less famous, but Lorraine Kelly did morning TV shows and all that jazz. It's almost like she'd be on like a show like The Talk, so we know Lorraine, I know Lorraine Kelly. Gemma Collins, I had to look up, she's a reality TV star, it's almost, she's on a show called The Only Way is Essex, and I never watched that show, but it's almost like, I guess she's probably like Snooki, I looked her up. Boris Johnson, Mano. Honestly, how could you ask me who Boris Johnson is? That is terrible. Mano, honestly, he's the prime minister and also like a giant twat, and he's largely responsible for Brexit. And he's essentially like, I mean, I guess everything from America has come from England. So it's like Boris Johnson, it's like York and then New York, and then it's Boris Johnson, Donald Trump, I guess. Cilla Black, you've written Celia Black, you moron. Cilla Black used to present this show called, it was a show, it was some matchmaker show. I can't remember what the show was. It was so good. It was on a Saturday night. And she would go, and her catchphrase, when she'd go, ta-da, ta-da. And she's a northern lady. What was her show? Oh, just looked up. She died. Didn't know that happened. That's horrible. She also was a singer as well, wasn't she? I think she started off as a singer. She was this ginger woman who had this, like, massive hair. But she's brilliant. I got to watch it. I got to watch Show the Things Drag Race. What was the bloody TV show that she presented? Wait. Yeah, she was from Liverpool. Oh, that's probably why the Vivian did it, because Vivian's like has a lot of Liverpudlian pride, which I think is really cool. Blind Date. That was it. Oh, I love that show.
The first Beyonce ever was pretty tough. Tyra Sanchez's Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was terrible.
Where she didn't even change her voice for Beyonce.
Why are you talking? Oh, yeah. She was
Tatiana doing Britney Spears is great.
That was great. Another rough one is Milan's Diana Ross. Rue, I love you. I love you, Rue. And she's like all like cracked out. And everyone's like, No.
Naomi Small's doing Wendy Williams is great.
Yes, that was great. I liked Jessica Wilde's RuPaul.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
It was wild, but it was confident. It was fun.
I love someone who's confident about a big old swing.
Mm. Yeah. And then Whitney Houston's another one. There's a couple cursed characters in Snatch Game.
Well,
Whitney Houston's cursed. Beyonce's cursed.
I was just talking to my
Kim
friend
Kardashian.
Mateo.
Okay.
About
Mateo Lane.
What?
Comrade of the cast.
Yes, Mateo Lane, about Snatch Game. And I was like, no. You can do any character. There is not a character that's cursed. There's not a character that's bad. I was like, here's the key to Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney never said she was a drug addict. Whitney never snorted lines of coke on camera.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to do Whitney on Manic and you want to like nod to her drug use, hide it the way an addict would hide it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, let's see the aftermath of that. And then maybe you turn around and you're like, what? What? No, show me the receipts. Or, you know, pull from her iconic 2020 interview.
These are my bones. I am very skinny. These are my bones.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you do.
You know, there's a way to do it.
There's a way to do every character.
Yes.
Thorgy deserves props for doing Michael Jackson. Because that can go.
I forgot Thorgy did Michael Jackson, and the image of what she looked like in character is really funny.
And she makes some clever, funny, not gross jokes.
Yes.
Because you can go gross with it, mm-hmm. and I'm sure producers were like, we're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like when just Rue says, like, oh, that's crazy. And she goes, thank you. That's like a funny, truthful, but not like obscene joke you can make
There's
about Michael Jackson.
There's a way to do it.
You're right. There's a way to do it. And in fact, that's why I think this Mary Berry was so good.
Mm-hmm.
So have you watched Great British Bake Off ever?
I have not.
Okay, it's pretty great. You should watch it. It's a great, relaxing show. It is truly like visual Xanax.
Okay.
It will put you to sleep or in a state of relaxation.
Oh.
Not unlike cryogenic freezing. Like,
okay.
It is the cutest, quietest British show in the world, and I love it. Mary Berry, I think she's not on it anymore, but she is like this, she's a storied baker from British television from years and years and years ago, and she was also a judge on the show.
Mm.
She was also like a polio survivor.
Oh.
Yes. He seemed to go away from that because he was going to make some hunchback jokes.
Oh.
Because she's a polio survivor.
Oh, dang.
But I thought he picked a smart game of making her a whore.
Yeah, it's always fun to hear an older woman be slutty.
Yeah. Yeah. And it works because, like, I know the Mary Berry character, and she is just sweet and mm-hmm. kind. And, like, going into it, I was worried because I was like, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
With someone who's just, like, really sweet and really cute. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what the angle is.
Yeah, but I mean, it was very funny to me. I don't know who Mary Berry is.
Yeah.
But it made me laugh. I liked it.
It was funny. Sweet old lady talking about cream and cocks. It was funny.
My favorite thing. And then Sun Ting Wong was, who was that person again?
David Attenborough, which is he is like a documentary narrator. He might be a director as well, but he's narrated like a bunch of popular documentaries that many are about nature.
Then every answer is your narration of an answer.
Exactly. Every single answer should have been like, deep in the safari.
Yes.
Yeah.
And never answer the question. People don't you don't have to answer the question.
You don't.
You just have to be funny and play a game.
Word to Alyssa Edwards is Joan Crawford.
Honestly.
Barbara, please.
Her Joan Crawford was so funny.
And it never made sense.
No, it doesn't have to.
No.
And I think people get hung up on like answering the questions. I can't remember who later was like, I was practicing. And it was like.
Maybe Crystal.
Practicing what? Just practice talking, saying anything mm-hmm. as the person.
Yeah.
You have to practice lines.
He missed some big opportunities because like when Rue gave him the endangered species thing,
mm-hmm.
I thought an easy joke would have been like, the Vinegar Strokes.
Yeah.
Would have been or anyone who's yes. left the show. Hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyone who's left the UK, anyone who's left the US one.
And when the Michelle thing came up, he could have made up a creature.
Yes.
Like, Michelle reminds me of
yeah.
the extinct
because
Horosaurus.
The answer to the Spice Girl, or no, it was if Michelle was a Spice Girl, who would she be, right? That was the
uh-huh.
question. And then
Harry Spice was an answer.
Yeah. And then Sun Ting Wong said, Five Spice?
Yeah.
Like, that's an actual spice?
That's an actual spice.
Why would you ever give a real answer?
Why would you ever say that?
Well, in my findings in nature,
yeah.
the spice comes from a derivative of cinnamon. Cinnamon is a thing, you know, just...
Yeah.
Narrate.
Something.
Oh,
I think you
boy.
Can still roast Michelle. I think that you still have to roast her in some way
yeah.
to sell the joke.
Talk about a wildebeest.
Yeah,
talk about a...
Not a slug with fat tits.
Yeah, something.
Something.
Sun Ting Wong.
Sun Ting was Wong. But at this point, she just like lost her nerve. And you can't, if once someone's scared like that, you can't.
Yeah, it's hard
trick
to
them into
bring
having
them back.
Fun.
And then also, she painted herself to look sad, even when she wasn't speaking.
Oh my God.
I was
she
like,
looked
so sad.
She looked. Like the old man from Pixar's Up. I mean, she looked crazy. I'm actually being generous. She looked like a
something
hoarder.
Something was wrong.
Yeah, it looked like a bunch of women and then one hoarder who wandered onto
yeah,
the set.
Yeah, it was real wild.
It was crazy.
And then we had
Gemma Collins. So
who is a plus size model?
Oh, is she?
No, I might be making that up.
I think Gemma Collins is maybe from the reality show The Only Way is Essex.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. Is Gemma Collins a plus? I don't think
no,
so.
No, I don't think so either. I'm having a real hard time
They made a reality
today.
TV show joke of like, what reality TV show won't you be on?
Ah.
But I thought hers was a good example of it wasn't that amazing, but it was really confident and she was having fun, so we were having fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because just like her jokes weren't like the best zingers in the whole world.
Correct.
There was actually some good jokes in there, but like she was having fun, so we were. Which kind of reminds me of Derek Barry's Britney, which wasn't that great.
Correct.
But it was.
But
she was having fun.
She was having fun.
So we're like, okay, you're having fun. I'm having fun. What other characters are kind of like that?
Yeah, she's a plus size model. I'm
she
right.
is. Oh,
Gemma.
Good for
Gemma
her.
Collins. Yeah.
Great. I have no freaking
idea.
Oh my
god. Thank God, I was right about something.
Is she on The Only Way is Essex, or am I making that up?
I don't know. I just put a Gemma Collins plus size model.
Uh-huh.
And then...
And she's a bunch on a bunch of reality TV, sure, right?
The yeah. Gemma Collins collection.
Yeah. Can't
yeah, I think she had a collection at Simply B. I think that's why I know who she is.
Simply B, okay.
It's a fat lady fucking website because we can only buy things on the internet.
Why are you... let go of my throat.
I'm hungry. I am.
I love food. Oh, I ate a bunch of food before this.
Very jealous.
I'm sorry. So wait, we also have to talk about how funny Bagga's Margaret Thatcher is. With red devil eyes.
Yeah. It made me laugh so hard.
And that face she made me laugh every single...
Yes, it was... Bag is really funny.
I can't believe... I said this a couple times. I was so wrong about Bagga.
Yes, because she's amazing. For her in the beginning.
I was not sure. Well, because I saw her perform in England. I bet it was off night. But like... yeah, she's amazing.
I also just really love her confessional looks. And then I love how... How she's just giving it to you. She looks like Big Bird.
Yes.
And she's just like, her eyes are big. And she's like, you got to give it to you every time.
She's
just,
super confident.
She's like, great.
She's not a villain. I would never, but she is a wrecking ball.
Yes.
She's like, I'm doing Margaret Thatcher. So, and I want to win and you should win. And like when Cheryl's like, I won the mini challenge. And she was like, oh, does that get you a badge?
Mm-hmm.
She's just like,
that's really,
I really do respect it.
I love Bag of Chips.
Me too.
She makes me so happy.
She's fun. So her Margaret Thatcher is just fucking funny.
So
there's
funny.
Even a Latrice Royale reference
Hell
in there,
yeah.
Which was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Said, get those what's out of my face?
I don't remember.
Maybe it was balls. Maybe it was Trump
was
balls.
It
was like your orange Trump balls. Get those balls away from my face. It was great. Oh my God. Two angels got their clitties.
My God. I need to stop sneezing. It's really awful.
No, the angels are thanking you.
Thank you.
They're rubbing their little nubbies.
Just rubbing their nubbies. And is that it?
No. We still have to talk about Crystal's Rue McClanahan.
Oh, yeah. That was abysmal.
That was abysmal.
That was, like, really depressing.
That was.
Because, I mean, she is the tart of the group.
She's
so
easy.
That's easy.
Blanche is easy.
You do some slutty stuff.
But you have to go OTT. She just like kind of said slutty stuff where it's like, no, you need to go.
You got
to
go
past.
Even further. Or you're like a reformed whore. So you can like start your answer dirty and then be like, but no, I'm suppressing that.
Mm-hmm.
Or something if you want to flip it on its head.
You have to go
but
far.
You have to go. But this
you have
might
to be like, I've swallowed up more semen than the Marianas Trench.
Mm.
Like, you have to go far.
Yes.
Like, and that's what I think you should do, because I think you're on a show and you're allowed to be dirty.
Yeah.
You can go further than Golden Girls did on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
You can be like, I'm Rue McClanahan and I go to the gay spas and, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Play a game called Musical Cocks and see how many I can fit. Like, go nuts.
Yes. But then also, I'm like, you probably love the Golden Girls. Don't do the Golden Girls if you love them.
Uh-huh.
I say this all the time. You cannot do an impression of someone you revere. How do you find something funny in a person you just adore?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess. You're right. You're right. Someone you just adore. Like, that's why those ones that are considered bad don't work. It's like, oh, I just love her, so
well,
I did
Tyra
her.
Sanchez, I mean.
Yeah.
When someone asked her about Beyonce and she was like, I'm offended on behalf of Beyonce. And you're like,
oh my
what?
God.
What are you talking about?
And this is a weird one, but Detox's Kesha. She's like, oh, I'm friends with Kesha.
Yeah.
I don't want to cross the line.
So it's like, why would you pick that person?
Mm-hmm.
That's your friend? Then don't make fun of your friend.
Yeah. Make fun of someone else.
But like, in the same breath, I feel like Raja had worked with Tyra Banks, but then did a lot of weird, fun stuff with it.
Right. She just went, nuts. And she like knew she could go nuts and she didn't care. That's what you're supposed to do. You do what the only thing you don't want to do is be Linacia Sparks and do that Michelle Obama. Linacia Sparks, she didn't. She ended up doing Celia Cruz.
Oh.
But at first she like thinks about doing Michelle Obama.
Yes.
And RuPaul's like, oh, yeah, let me ask you a question as Michelle Obama. So, Michelle, what did you feed to your husband, Barack, this morning? And she's like, French fries. And Ru is like, okay. I don't know how to begin telling you how wrong that is.
It's very funny.
It's
French fries.
He's like, what? is happening?
But maybe during the Snatch Game, she would have been like, French fries that I grew in our garden. Potatoes? No, I'm kidding. It wouldn't have been.
There's no way it would have been good. But
too bad they didn't just let her do it.
I know.
So we could have gotten that glorious.
Okay, if you are an ESL queen, I think the best bet is to go with someone you don't know. There's no chance you could do accurately, and you go huge like Yara Sophia's Amy Winehouse.
Oh boy, that Amy Winehouse is iconic. Yara Sophia is iconic. I need her to come back for All Stars.
Yes,
again. I really want her back.
Yeah, me too. She will. She looks so good. Bring back
Jessica Wilde. Bring back Jade. Bring back Akasha.
We deserve
bring back all
them.
The old queens.
We deserve them.
We do deserve them.
We deserve them. Did you know any of the ladies who were on the Snatch Game thing? Because I didn't.
No.
I had no idea.
Did
what
you look
the
them
hell?
Up? I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, I'll look them up. Let's see. One of them is named Julia Stooley. That's not it. Wait, one of them is like a morning breakfast person. Like they had like a morning
cooking
show. Yeah,
that was
confusing
to me. I was like, what does that mean?
Okay, wait. I think some Brit texted me in our ongoing segment, Text a Tart.
Did you text Kirby?
I did, but she's busy. Can you believe it?
Working.
Okay, wait. Someone told me that, what's her name? God, what's her damn name? Julia Stooley?
You keep saying Julia Stooley, and I don't know if that's accurate.
Okay, so one is the queen of morning TV. That was the lady. Her name was, hold on, I have a list here. The queen of morning TV. Okay, Lorraine Kelly was the morning TV person. And then Stacey Dooley. Stacey Dooley apparently.
You were close. Dooley? I think you were saying Dooley earlier.
She's an investigative youth TV presenter.
What does that mean?
Who won Strictly Come Dancing last year.
Nothing made sense to me.
Yeah. I think she is a stranger. And I guess she won like Britain's version of So You Think
Dancing
you
with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars, exactly. It's that kind of thing. Okay. Well, I mean, that was a really strong Snatch Game.
It was really fun. I enjoyed it. Top to bottom, I really thought it was fun.
Yeah.
Even Sim Ting Wong. I didn't think she had a great performance, but it was a good, it was better than some.
It really was. I mean, this Snatch Game probably as a whole is in the like top three most best consistent Snatch Games as a whole. Season 6 has a pretty consistent overall good Snatch Game. I don't know what the other one would be. Maybe All Stars 2.
Yes.
All Stars 2 has a pretty strong Snatch Game. Because the only bad ones are like Roxy and Tati. Tatiana does Ariana Grande and there's angle on it.
And that was bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. You want to look at the runway?
Yeah.
Can you kind of see it from here? Here we go. I'm going to, we're going to,
Ru. Are you just playing it?
Yeah, I'm just going to play it. Ru comes out.
Ru looks stunning.
Can you believe this?
Ru's wig is beautiful. Ru's makeup is beautiful. Ru's ensemble is beautiful.
Amazing.
Also, Michelle looks stunning.
Oh, her makeup has
and
been
then
so
her
good.
Judging glasses that she puts on when they deliberate.
Stunning.
Oh.
They're like opaque, see-through, glossy.
Yes.
And like, have you noticed like Ru's hairlines have been less blurred?
You said that. I don't clock it as much.
It looks great. It looks perfect.
I'm like, do they have a ring light on the camera? Everybody looks great.
Yeah, everyone looks awesome. I think this camera crew might be better, the British camera crew.
I think the lighting is just different.
Maybe the lighting is different.
Also,
maybe it's the same crew.
Did they fly the girls out here or did they go to England?
They had to go to England, I think.
Did they?
I'm pretty sure, honestly. And I think, honestly, it's like a work visa thing.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
It's so much easier
for a couple people to go over.
I think so.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And
but
then
Oof, everyone looks so good.
So good.
Michelle's makeup is snatched.
Uh-huh.
Michelle
looks
great.
Beautiful.
Ugh.
So good.
And not to say that she never looks, she's stunning all the time.
Yes.
But in this episode, I gagged.
I gag too. And Rue's like nude dancer costume, asymmetrical fringe. Yeah, the wig is stunning. It's kind of highlight, low light, which isn't usually her kind of thing.
No, but it's
it's really good.
I was so pleased.
And the makeup is very classic Rue. As you know, the runway is weird science. Genetically modified drag queens.
Yes.
This was a fun idea, I thought.
I thought so, too. And who comes out first? Blue Hydrangea?
Yeah, we have Blue Hydrangea first
with
in this, like...
fucking eyeball. I lived for it.
I loved it.
I did it. I thought she was wearing a piece over her face. And then later, when they were like untucking or whatever, I was like, oh no, she painted that.
Yeah, it looks amazing. The paint.
That's talent.
That is talent.
And the outfit, I liked the nude with the red because it reminded me of like a bloodshot eye.
Yes.
It was just really thought out. And
the sequins were cool, but there was asymmetrical blood drip details, which I thought were so neat. I really loved it. Because she's someone who okay, before this episode, I could have seen her going home this week.
Yeah, she kind of faded into the background, but this is stunning. I was so happy with it.
Oh, God, these are so good. The like those high wedges are great. Also, can we talk about how Jerry Halliwell is our judge?
Oh, what a dream.
I guess she doesn't go by Halliwell anymore or whatever, but anyway.
Oh, she's just Jerry?
Huh?
Did it just say Jerry?
Yes. They keep calling her Jerry. Oh. And that's it.
Maybe she's about to like put out an album or something. Maybe. She's going to go by Jerry.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have one, why not have them all?
Who was your favorite Spice Girl?
I mean, Ginger.
Me too. I think it's because we're whores.
Yes.
We liked her.
I loved that she wore dresses that were so short.
Me too.
And then the biggest, biggest fucking wedges.
Yeah, and she was like, I want to smash.
Yes, I loved her. Then I loved Scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then I liked Posh and Baby. They were a tie. Mm-hmm. And then Sporty.
Yeah, I think me too. Okay, I think my honest order is Ginger, Posh, Baby, Scary, Sporty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because I was just like a gay boy who wanted to be a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry really spoke to me. I knew Spice Girls was gay, so like I knew it made me gay too.
Uh-huh. Oh.
So they were like, I had this like secret CD collection in my room where I kept my like incriminating music.
Yes.
And then that's where I had like Spice Girls, Aqua, Alice DJ.
Who's Alice
George
DJ?
Michael. Alice DJ sings that song, Do You Think You're Better Off Alone?
Oh, that's a great song.
Do, 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 do. It's the best song in the whole world.
It's a great dance song.
Yeah.
I didn't have to hide my musical tastes from anybody.
I had secret gay music.
Ugh. What a bummer.
Ace of Base was in there too, because I was like, this is so good.
I saw the sign. And have you ever seen that video? It's nuts.
I don't know if I can think of it or can recall it
now. I can't tell you anything that's in it because it's bonkers.
I have such a lame memory. I remember one, that song, All She Wants Is Another Baby. I remember on my bus, like, talking to a girl, and she was like, you can't hang out with me because you don't know the words to All That She Wants. And I was like, what?
Kids are awful.
Kids are awful. And then this is really going to break your heart. I learned the words to All That She Wants. And then when we like got on the bus, like after summer break, I like said all the lyrics to her. And she's like, what are you doing?
My God.
Being a kid is hard.
You thought about this every day.
Yes.
And she said it and like, never thought about it again.
And then she was like, what? And I was like, nothing.
This is devastating.
My childhood is just
this is
one
okay.
long episode of Glee.
This is a perfect lesson for anybody out there.
Uh-huh.
If someone goes, we can hang out or we can do something together if you do something, it means they don't want to hang out with you.
Yes.
And they're giving you an obstacle and don't think you're going to follow through with it.
Yes.
Just don't do it.
Yes, don't do it.
But if then they go, you didn't do X, Y, and Z, then you're like, oh, my bad. Also, don't give me fucking assignments. We're
hang
friends.
Hang out with me.
Yeah.
I'm a stupid American who doesn't know who Theresa May is. Hang out with me.
Okay.
Okay, next on the runway is, of course, Bag of Chips. Yeah, this wasn't great.
Yeah, I didn't love it. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
She did a lot when she was walking to make up for the lack of outfit.
She does a lot of presentation.
That she was out of her comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to do a flat hair?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do a flat wig?
Mm-hmm.
No, get the fuck up out of here. If you're going to paint your face black, you can't just have a shake and go wig plopped on your head.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking of Detox when she did that black strip across her face and
her
hair was like slicked back, I believe.
She had like, this like pleather She had like
she was wearing a head thing. Yeah, Alaska in that episode.
It was all nylon.
I think had a very blunt cut.
Yes.
Yeah, like if you're going to do something severe, the hair has to match.
Yeah.
Or big. Big. Make
runways
it a thing.
Are going to catch up with her eventually if careful. If she's not careful. Because, yeah, it just wasn't that good. It was like a little, it was honestly, to quote season three, Judy Jetson Hooker. She was a Judy Jetson Hooker. It was just
a
like,
little
oh,
bit.
Whatever.
But again, I don't mind the outfit. I just wish that the hair was different.
Yeah.
The hair for me sucks.
Yeah.
Because I like the shoulder pads. Also, get the hair off of your shoulder pad. Like, if you're going to do a poofy shoulder and you're just going to have hair on it, what are you doing?
Yeah, the hair just kind of touching it and stuff.
Yeah, I want more drama. And then I did appreciate Michelle saying, put a lash on. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah, it reminded me of the future of drag. Remember that runway from All-Star Season 2 where there were just a couple big misses?
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of like Ginger Minj's future look, which was just like,
Was that a silver or something or other?
Yeah.
Okay, this is...
Okay, here we have Cheryl Hole.
Cheryl Hole.
With this neon blue hose thing. I love the wig.
I like that wig. I almost bought a wig like that from, I think it's like... Oh, I don't remember what company it is. Marcos Wigs. Oh,
okay.
But
yeah, those are fun.
I ended up
I have one
not spending a ton of money on it because I was like, where am I going to wear this?
Exactly.
But I like the outfit. I think it's pretty sick. And
I don't
like...
know if it fits the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Weird science?
She got tubes. Tubes. Yeah.
I do.
Science.
Tubes.
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 Yeah.
Tubes.
When are you using tubes, Mono? In science class.
Science.
Science.
All right, children, get out your tubes.
Get out your tubes. Fill them up.
All right. Class dismissed. Tomorrow, emptying the tubes. yeah, I think it could have... I mean, compared to how wild some other queens went, yeah, they really went for it.
Uh-huh.
This was okay. I did like the way it looked. But
I really like it.
Genetically modified drag queens. This is a genetically judged
Fine.
Drag queen.
Maybe we could have gone a little further. Maybe things could have been in the tubes.
I would love if there was little...
But you think that's worse
tubes.
Than Sumpting Wong's ill-fitting fucking catsuit?
No, I think this one was the worst.
I could not believe that her catsuit didn't fit.
It did not fit, no. And that tray seemed to stop her. She should have thrown the tray at some point.
Yes.
She should have picked up the syringe and thrown the rest of the tray.
Because we're doing an ode to plastic surgery, so the future fucking scientific things are... We're going to put
we
things
can't.
In our lips or whatever... But I'm like, okay, we had Sharon Needles do a plastic surgery thing.
Uh-huh.
We've had people do... Who else has done a plastic surgery thing?
Pearl did one.
Pearl.
Also
we
on the conjoined
one.
Queens one, they also had plastic surgery. Oh, it's been
Akiria
done to death.
Akiria just did it.
Akiria did it.
And everyone had a fun take. This is not a fun take.
No.
This is like you're a slutty nurse who's about to inject somebody. What's going on?
She like removed her face at some point. She's supposed to be a cyborg underneath.
Oh, is that what she is?
That's what she said.
So what is it, like an oil pump and not plastic surgery?
I don't know, girl. But you know what it looks like? It looks like a shitty knockoff of the Oops, I Did It Again video.
Yeah, where she's in that red jumpsuit.
Uh-huh,
but
Oops, I Shit It Again.
If you're a cyborg and you can take your face off, you should have detachable parts of your costume.
Yeah.
If this is true, what else is true?
Thank
Maybe
you.
Maybe your arm, you pull a piece out of your arm and we see some insides of mechanical stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what? What is happening?
It wasn't...
It was really, it bummed me out.
Yeah, it bummed me out. And it just felt like she was just, she's toast.
She just like gave up.
She did.
When
she
you
really did.
Turn around and see the back of your jumpsuit not, or your catsuit not fitting like that. Get a belt. I don't know, something. Pat
you
your
see,
butt a little bit more.
You see someone else, you see everyone else, what they're wearing.
Yes.
You're like, uh-oh.
Yeah, that
and
really...
they say that like, we'll help you. Okay, Davina DeCampo looks wild.
Love it.
She looks like she's out of a Miyamoto, not Miyamoto, that's the Nintendo guy. She looks like Miyazaki, like she's out of a Miyazaki film.
I don't know Miyazaki.
He did like Spirited Away and Princess Mononoke. That.
I think she looks great. The makeup is flawless. The look is incredible.
Unbelievable.
These like little ball things. I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
The hands, the headpiece. The headpiece is fucking wild.
It's a fucking like topiary on top of her head.
I loved it. It was a treat to look at. Just looking at every different facet of that outfit, it was a feast for your fucking eyes.
I was like, if she's not safe from the bottom two from this, I'll kill someone.
Correct. And I would have been angry. Yeah.
Yeah, the bubbles, everything. And she like couldn't walk, but she kind of made it part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because her shoes looked insane.
I loved it.
Me too. Okay, Crystal was also amazing.
Man, she looks like a vampire from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Right?
And I fucking love that she was wearing metal and fucking grinded on it.
Yeah.
And then Jerry was freaking. She was like, no, I don't like this. I was like, I love this.
I was like, Jerry, shut the fuck up.
And Michelle was right. She was like, if I saw this in a fucking bar, I'd lose my mind. I was like, yes. I was gagging there. If I saw it in a bar, I'd lose my mind. Like, it's cool.
It's so cool. She's touching the sparks. Her mouth is like stretched.
Filled with teeth.
She has a mouth stretcher thing, but she's adorned it in a way that's really cool with like beading and necklaces from it. I've seen Yara Sophia do some cool stuff like that with a mouth stretcher.
Mm-hmm.
That looked awesome. She also had like a prosthetic forehead.
Yeah, it was awesome. Really cool. I was really excited to see that come down the runway.
If anyone else did even a little bit worse, she should have been safe from the bottom too. But there was no one else. Yeah. Okay, next we have the Vivienne.
I thought this one was weird, but I liked it. I liked her little weird face and prosthetics on her nose.
Yes.
She looked like a little Who from Whoville.
She's like a wood nymph, creature, goddess.
I think what my issue is I need more of that bodysuit covered.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Right?
Because the top was really gorgeous, stunning. and then the bottom felt a little empty or something.
Yeah, it felt like she was rushing her assignment, or like when Valentina wore that mask because she didn't finish her makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It felt a little unfinished to me. But, tits up, great.
Yeah.
Stunning.
But it looked like, it's supposed to, I think, make it look like a wood, like wood itself.
But, I mean, if it's supposed to look like wood itself, then I need to see wood detailing. There's no wood detail. It's just, it's matte brown.
Yeah.
I gotta see more of that. Like, the wood, if you're wood.
Yeah.
But, yeah, give me more flowers. Give me I don't know, maybe like lace inserts or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
something
she was probably thinking the top is so busy that I can leave the bottom alone.
But it's just like in Snatch Game. Go bigger. Go bigger with his outfit. Go bigger.
Yeah, well, it doesn't stop her and Baga from winning this week's challenge.
I was really excited that there was two winners. I was like, how are you going to choose?
This was such a good Snatch Game that I was not mad. I thought Vivian would win just because, but I'm glad they both won.
Yeah. Samesies.
I like that they were just like, you both killed it. You have to both win. Now they're real front runners and targets because they both have two badges.
Correct.
That's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. Davina was a little underwhelmed with her performance.
Mm-hmm.
Something is very bummed.
Yeah, something is so, so sad.
Yeah, and Jerry is just giving weird advice. She's like, I loved your David Attenborough.
Yeah.
And the spark scared me. I was like, you're not helping.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if this is for you.
Here's my critique. Sparks scare me. It's like, yeah, this is not for you.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was so cool. I thought it was so rad.
Yeah.
I like weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
I like seeing what's in someone's brain, and for someone to put on prosthetics and then metal and fucking like make sparks fly on them. That's so cool.
It was so cool.
I would never think to do that. I loved it.
It was awesome, like, and to be, like, excited to, and she, like, bent over and did it in her coochie space, too.
And then she had to lip sync. Oh, wait, should we go?
The Untucked? We talk about that? The Untucked we kind of covered.
Yeah.
They do some critiques, they do some deliberating.
And I agree with mostly everything that was said.
Yeah. They were like, this was great.
Yeah.
This was, and I agree, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. Yeah, it's pretty much bottom two now.
Yeah. Because
this was just so obvious. It was like,
yes,
you all did pretty damn good, except for mm-hmm. Something and someone
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
I could have seen Davina making it there, but like either way, it was pretty clear Something was going to go.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, what do you think about the lip sync itself? They got the lip sync to Spice Up Your Life.
Yeah.
I don't think either of them did terrible. Like,
no, but Something
was very literal Spice Girls.
Yeah, and seemed a little hesitant at times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wasn't giving it her everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And also, I was, what is her name? Oh, my God.
Crystal?
Yes, Crystal. I was just drawn. Her look was more interesting to look at.
It was awesome to see her lip sync in that look.
Unless Something was going to turn it the fuck out. I'm looking at Crystal.
Yeah.
Her look is just better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, performance, it was just like, unless you were going to do something crazy and like spin to the rafters and land on the split.
Oh my God.
I'm looking at Crystal.
She crawled up the walls. Yeah, I liked Crystal. I wanted just a little more energy from her.
Sure.
Maybe towards the end. I want her to build to a little more just jumping energy
movement.
Well,
neither one built to anything.
Ooh.
They built a house and forgot to put the roof on.
Ooh, my Julia Childs.
Woo!
Oh,
they forgot to put the roof on.
Don't forget the bullion.
Because you gotta put the roof on to blow the roof off.
Thank you. Yeah. So it's pretty clear. Crystal was a little more interesting and captivating.
Yes.
Something is a little shy. Yeah, so we say goodbye to Something,
yes,
and Crystal stays, of course.
And now we have no queens of color.
Oh, damn it.
Which sucks. But I will say, I like this group of girls.
I do too.
I just wish we had more color. But you know,
I really do too. That's going to be a bummer.
Season two, we'll get it.
Season two, we'll get it. I heard there's plenty of queens and there's no excuses.
Yes. Yeah.
Next week, they're doing, what was the challenge? I'm trying to remember what the teaser was at the end.
Oh,
crap.
I don't remember.
I think they're doing, they have girl groups. It's the girl group challenge.
So it's a girl group challenge.
Yes, it's a girl group challenge next week. That's going to be fun. It's going to be 3-on-3.
Yes. Okay.
It'll be interesting to see if the badge crew stays together.
Mm-hmm.
That whole, like they're, like, Crystal, who does not have a badge.
No.
But Crystal, Vivian, and Baga are saying their confidence corner.
Yes.
They're very Relaska talks. And that'll be interesting to see then what happens with the dynamics
of
it. Cheryl, Davina, and
Cheryl, Davina, Blue Hydrangea.
Oof. Okay.
It's tough.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they're going to have to sing live because according to Charlie Hides.
That's what they do.
They sing live in England.
They have to.
Right? That's what they do?
I really
hope that it's acknowledged that they're like, we're going to have you sing live because according to Charlie Hides, that is UK drag.
Come on, Charlie, let's go.
The perfect Cynthia Lee Fontaine impression.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm so excited. This season is one of the best seasons of Drag Race, period.
I'm thoroughly enjoying
it. I think it's like in my top 5-ish.
I like everybody. Everybody in their turn and looks, and they're fun. I will say I really want the lip syncs to go further.
Yeah.
But again, I don't think they lip sync much in the UK.
You're right that the lip sync is something we're seeing less,
a little lackluster.
Less from. Yeah.
And damn. I love a good lip sync.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll ever just be like, okay, you guys are going to... They wouldn't do that.
That would be so insane.
Sing for your life.
That would be insane. Who wants that?
It couldn't work.
I don't want that.
I don't want that either.
No, sign me not up.
Also, it just wouldn't
work.
Take me off
the list.
Can you imagine how, like, just cacophonous it would be? Just like, yeah.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about next week.
Same
as. Do you have anything you want to plug, Nicole?
When does this come out?
Like, Saturday.
No, because the weekend after that I'll be in DC and my show sold out. So sorry
about that. Oh, come on.
You can't come see me if you live in DC.
Ooh, come on. No access allowed.
I'm really excited that my show sold out.
Yes.
I was just in Orlando begging people to come see me.
Yeah.
So Honestly, this business is full of ups and downs.
Ups.
Oh, the new season of Nailed It, y'all, comes out November 22nd.
Yes.
Just in time for Thanksgiving with your family who you don't like. Bring them around the TV and show them my beautiful face.
It's easy for everyone to get along.
Yeah.
It's easy to distract you after you have that weird political conversation about Medicaid. So please... Please turn on Nailed It.
What do you have to promote?
I want you guys to listen to my other podcast on Patreon with Betsy Sodaro called We Love Trash.
Hell yeah.
Come to UCB Drag Race.
Hell yeah.
You can't come on November 1st. It's already sold out.
Girl, yes. Booked and blessed over here.
But we'll have many more shows. Come see me at the UCB. Follow me on my socials at Manu Agapian.
I'm at Nicole Byer.
Yes, you do a weekly show at the UCB with Search
Tuesdays, 9:30. I do announce. What is today?
Today is Thursday.
That was real for a hot second. I was like, fuck, I don't think I can do the show tonight.
Yeah.
Or maybe I can. But I usually.
You can't because it's not on tonight.
I post when I'm there.
Awesome. Awesome. And I'm with Winslow every Friday at 9:30 at the same UCB Franklin. Come to that.
Hell yeah.
Until next week.
Bye-bye.
Boy, governor!
Spill a rug to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.